What I'm going to present this morning is some of the ongoing traffic tolerance research that we have been conducting at Rutgers, specifically the response of Kentucky bluegrass cultivars to wear and compaction. Now, Kentucky bluegrass as a turf grass species has been used very successfully at the professional level. It's been used very successfully at the collegiate level, as well as the Board of Education and municipal level. And because of its use, widespread use as a sports turf, it's very important to assess the performance of Kentucky bluegrass and Kentucky bluegrass cultivars under traffic. And early in the week, Dr. Ebden's students did a very nice job setting up and defining traffic. Dr. McNitt's student did as well, wear compaction, soil displacement, and divoting. The two stresses that I'm going to be focusing in on this morning are both wear and compaction. And a little bit more about the rationale for the work is as the demand for traffic tolerant surfaces has increased, so has the demand for traffic tolerant turf grasses. With the increased use of sports fields and golf courses and other recreational areas. And with that, you know, it would be an advantage to have a better understanding of the damage caused by the specific traffic stresses so that turf grass managers could then prioritize cultural practices to manage for a specific stress, and then also allow turf grass breeders to do a better job or certainly develop screening procedures to bring forth the next group of turf bluegrass cultivars. So with that, our objective was to define the relative importance of wear and compaction to the performance of Kentucky bluegrass cultivars. And we designed an experiment in which we seeded 18 Kentucky bluegrass cultivars. They were seeded in fall of 2002 on a sandy loam soil in North Brunswick, New Jersey. The plots were seeded 107 kilograms of seed per hectare. This corresponds with 2 pounds of seed per 1,000 square feet. Our cultural practices include mowing approximately three times a week at 3.8 centimeters, corresponding with 1.5 inches. 16.1 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare were applied every 3 weeks, with a total of 193 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare annually. That 16.1 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare rate corresponds with a third of a pound of N per thousand, totaling four pounds of N per thousand square feet on an annual basis. Irrigation was provided whenever necessary to prevent drought stress, and then traffic treatments were initiated in spring of 2004. So, you know, just kind of go reviewing the materials and methods here, just note that the test again was seeded in 2002, essentially had the entire year of 2003 to fully establish, and then again with traffic treatments initiating in spring of 2004. Here are a look at the Kentucky bluegrass cultivars that we examine as part of the test. And we tried to select cultivars that were representative of the different Kentucky bluegrass types. You see the compact types represented, the Julia type, the aggressive type, and so forth. The cultivars that are outlined in blue, these are the cultivars that I'm going to be discussing this morning. These were cultivars that we sampled for Verdor, and due to basically spatial limitations on the slides, I'm just going to limit my discussion to some cover data that we took on these two, on those nine cultivars. This is the wear machine that we used to apply the wear. This is a modified sweepster. There was a sweeping unit originally on this machine. That sweeper was replaced with these rubber paddles that are used in potato harvesting, and this is the unit that was used again to apply the wear. Here's a look at the wear schedule that we went with in 2004 and 2005. You can see the number of passes with the wear simulator. In 2004, we initially had adopted this type of wear schedule, which basically kind of as part of a season-long application, but we did have kind of a seasonal component where we broke up our applications into spring, summer, and fall scenarios. But here within the spring, we were up here at 72, found that we were really doing a lot of damage and tried to back that off. And here in 2005, we got into a little bit more consistent wear pattern. Our compaction we applied with a pavement roller, 1,264 kilogram roller. And here's a look at our compaction scenario. I do want to make a point that in 2004, early on in 2004, really weren't getting a level of compaction that we were comfortable with. We wanted to try to create a greater degree level of stress. So we actually went at it with a 2,724 kilogram roller to really set into that compaction. 2005, we reverted back entirely with the 1,264 kilogram roller and made 68 passes. Our plots were rated visually for fullness of cover throughout the study on a 0 to 100% scale, 100% equaling full cover. I guess we also took verdure data. I'm not going to present that this morning just due to some timing issues, but just do want to make note that we did take that data, and I'll discuss it a little bit in our results. The test was arranged as a split plot with main plots were wear, and no wear, and compaction and no compaction. Subplots were the cultivars. Data were subjected to analysis of variance, and means were separated using Fisher's protected least significant difference test at the 0.05 level of significance. Now, moving on to the results, what I would like to first show is our ANOVA table for fullness of cover for 2004 and 2005, and I want to present two rating dates, November 14th of 2004, November 15th of 2005. These two rating dates were the last two rating dates that we took in both years. There were no additional wear or compaction treatments applied following these two rating dates. And one of the first comments I want to make here is this compaction by cultivar interaction here in 2005 was not significant. With our verdure data, that particular interaction was not significant in either year. So just want to bring it up as a comment in terms of selecting cultivars. They seem to be performing very similarly under compaction. Compaction is reducing the fullness of cover across all cultivars, but individual cultivar performance does not seem to be, there's some strong indications here that it's not strongly, they don't differ under compaction. Data I do want to present here is with this three-way interaction, wear by compaction by cultivar interaction. And here's a look at the data from 2004, again, November 14th of that year. And what I'd like to do is just kind of describe the relative ranking of these cultivars and just provide some from discussion as we go along. First, looking at the cultivars when subjected to wear across both compaction levels, want to make the note that Julia, Princeton 105, Jefferson, Midnight, and even Coventry either fell into the top, second, or third statistical grouping when wear was applied across both compaction levels. Whereas Bedazzled, Touchdown, and Longara all fell into the bottom statistical grouping, again, when wear was applied across both levels of compaction. Little bit different scenario. Where no wear was applied. Now I'm going to describe the cultivar performance under compaction across both levels of wear. Where no wear was applied under compaction, we see the Brooklawn, Bedazzle, Touchdown were actually in the top statistical grouping. When we added wear, they fell to the bottom. So just an indication of the influence that wear is playing here on cultivar performance. Similarly, in 2005, Julia, Princeton 105, Jefferson at Midnight, all falling within the top statistical, either the top, second, or statistical grouping when subjected to wear, again, across both compaction levels. And down here at the bottom, Longara, Touchdown, Bedazzled, Coventry falling into the bottom statistical grouping under again, this scenario where we're applying wear across both compaction levels. Moving on, just to describe the ranking of the cultivars under compaction across both wear levels, Bedazzled, Brooklawn, Touchdown, and Longara, all falling into the top or second statistical grouping under this scenario. But whenever we add wear to the compaction, they fall into the bottom statistical grouping relative to the other cultivars we examined. Kind of the oddball in the group was Julia. And Julia, on all of our previous tests, has done very, very well under wear. And our tests here were no exception. Here, when subjected to wear across both compaction levels, Julia was in the top statistical grouping. You can see here both in 04 and 05. However, when under compaction in the absence of wear, it actually falls to the bottom. And we'll talk a little bit about in the conclusions why we found this to be. So generally, fullness of cover of the cultivars was reduced more by wear than compaction. Our fullness of cover indicated that the relative ranking of the cultivars in response to wear was generally more consistent across both levels of compaction than the relative ranking of cultivars in response to compaction across both levels of wear. Now that's a mouthful, but basically what I'm trying to get at is that some of those cultivars that performed well under compaction, when we added wear to them, they dropped down to the below. So again, wear really seems to be a strong indicator effect of getting significant separation among our cultivars. Want to touch on Julia a little bit. Now, Julia maintained the best cover in response to compaction in plots that received wear, whereas it had the poorest cover in response to compaction in plots that did not receive wear. And this appears to be related to its dollar spot susceptibility. This cover response of Julia to apply compaction, again related to its dollar spot susceptibility. Julia was the most susceptible to dollar spot when compacted in the absence of wear. And this was something that we didn't really anticipate going into the study, but its lower fullness of cover values under compaction in the absence of wear seem to be largely related to dollar spot. And our results suggested it may not be necessary to apply compaction as well as wear when testing Kentucky bluegrass cultivar performances. Again, wear seems to be the most important critical stress. So with that, I would like to thank you for your attention and wish you all have a safe trip home. Question was, how do we separate the wear component from the compaction device? I guess I would answer it this way. As we evaluated this study over the year and taking multiple ratings, I feel that just with the repeated rating that we were doing, while we may have gotten some degree of wear stress associated with the compaction, as you could tell that the cultivars were able to recover to a certain extent from that compaction, that rolling. And again, our compaction events were far fewer compared to the rolling, so they were allowed to recover. And I do feel that the wear was the dominant stress mechanism because we applied much more of it. And I think that, again, the cultivars were able to recover from some of the bruising that resulted from the compaction.
We never ran the roller long enough to see. It wasn't like there was no wear in there. It was a minimum.
Yes. That's what I think the data suggests is from the standpoint of cultivar selection, given the cultivars, although they were reduced by compaction in terms of their cover and their verdure, they performed very similarly. There wasn't a lot of separation when examining the individual cultivar performance. And again, where I think was just a stronger force in separating cultivars and creating damage, and again that's kind of the source of where I'm drawing those conclusions. Okay. No, that's good to hear that there's, you know, there's some similar results there. And the question was the ground speed and the paddle speed proportional? We have measured paddle RPM, we have measured ground speed. I mean, all I can say is that the unit does operate consistently. The paddles are going a lot quicker than. You could do a lot. If you stood still with a unit, you could do a lot of damage.
Any other questions for Brett?
Yes.
The Europeans are still kind of high on the idea of scuffing and tearing and being culture aware. Do you feel like we're missing something still?
I believe that the unit that we were using was doing scuffing and tearing. Just as part of the abrasive nature of the paddling, I guess I would argue that we were mimicking some of those stresses.
Okay.